sorry. I haven't done that to you in a while. So.
It's been a while.
All right, man.
Okay.
So, like, throughout my life, I've found instances and stuff where I can remain really focused and where normal people would be nervous or start to freak out, get sweaty palms. Like, all those years I worked on billboards.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to make people uncomfortable. So all those tense moments that I create just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, that's fun.
God damn it. I cussed in the first 2 minutes again. Anyways, there's certain easy things that like really make me snap and lose my stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Like these. So it started. Well, it didn't. It started when I was real young. I didn't get enough hugs or something. I'm not sure. But most recently, there was this post that kind of went viral about this girl saying if someone believes bad stuff about you without hearing your side of the story first, they were never rooting for you and they always were looking for a reason.
Okay, so if someone was...
If someone believes bad things about you without ever hearing your side...
Oh, okay.
They were only looking for a reason to hate you anyways.
Okay.
And then she goes, do I need to say that again? I'm like, bitch, you didn't need to say it the first time! Like, that's this plague of, like, common sense being announced on social media and then people putting, like, the clapping hands,
yeah, yeah,
the Bravo repost. Like, this is common sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean if they didn't ask me how I felt about something they didn't like? No, just, yeah, they don't value your opinion.
That's true. But you know? I think it's just a, it's such an indication that common sense is so absent that it requires
yeah.
that type of like focus and centric I'm going to start hands
making
shit.
A list of all the people who like those posts and then repost them and then do all, and you know, a lot of it is just thirsty ass dudes.
Oh.
Who just, they think like, oh, if I make her feel like she's a G, do you think Albert Einstein ever said, do I need to say that again? Like, get the hell, and he, yeah, you do need to say that again, because I don't know what E or M or C, I barely learned square.
I think the 95% of the internet is thirsty ass dudes anyways. So, I mean, if you go on the internet, that's who your audience is.
Yeah.
Shout out thirsty ass dudes tuning into the podcast.
TADs!
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are going to be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to town.
Downtown.
We're going to town. They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Oh, I hit pause. Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kicking your face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. So I was trying to like get ready for the volume down so I can like seamlessly transition, and my pinky just hit the pause button.
Well, we were just talking about how other podcasts have third-party producers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm many hats on this side. So.
And y'all didn't know that Imagine was here emceeing, delivering, and producing all in one smooth swoop.
Yeah, yeah. That was all one take.
I'm just kidding. There's a whole team of us.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, guys. Trust us.
Judges? That's the other team.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other team. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, a man who is the son of a woman who did 23andMe on her dog.
That's true.
Motion.
Yes, yes.
Wait, so...
Was now that, y'all like, wonder why I'm ridiculous.
Swab? Yeah, was it the cotton swab?
You know, I didn't even
the
ask.
Dog's mouth?
You know, I didn't even ask. So,
hair sample or thermometer in the butt?
If you've been listening to... I don't know, because like, all right, that would just give you temperature.
I'm just saying, I'm thinking of all the ways you can like...
And then that would... Wouldn't it be funny...
Probe a dog.
Wouldn't it be funny if your 23andMe was up your butt, but it just came... People didn't know for years, and then they realized, oh no, this is just the cuisine they had. Like, that black guy's not Mexican at all. He just, you know? Yeah, so... If you've been listening to the show with any kind of consistency over the past couple of years, you would know that there was a half an episode dedicated to, do I even have to go to my mom's funeral?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then now that relationship has evolved a little bit.
A smidge.
Yeah, smidge, to the point where I'm now welcomed back into the family group text. And nice. There in that family group text came a photo of some 23andMe results. And I'm looking at it, and I was like...
You're like excited. You're like, oh, awesome. I'm going to learn some history about myself, yeah, my family. This is going to be great. I thought
we had a little bit of Australian.
Yeah.
But then it was like Collie after.
You're like, wait, who did what back in the day?
And then I was like, we're Peruvian? And I look closer, and it's like Pomeranian. You know what I mean? I was like, next thing I know, I'm going to find out I'm Guacamolean. So I was like, what is this? And they 23andMe, my mom's dog.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah.
The company 23andMe?
I don't know if it's 23andMe, but that's what it is. They genetic test to tell you all the species your dog is or whatever.
There's an own company that does it.
It's a pie chart. We can post it. I'll send it to
you.
Okay. yeah, we'll put that on the page. And if we don't, you miss out. I don't care. But it came back with like 13 or 14 species.
Yeah.
Quick little background story. That dog barks at anything like that light can shine on.
Oh, okay. That's when you're like, oh, that's the Chihuahua in him.
Yeah, but it's big. All right? So, and it's great because the whole reason that the dog, my mom had to move out of town to take this job, and the dog went with her to kind of offer protection.
Sure.
So the dog's totally, fully functional, doing what it is, but it doesn't ever shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, that's a bad dog.
All right? So my bad response dog to this 23andMe for this animal was like, oh, it forgot species number 14, and I put B-A-R-X-A-L-O-T. Because it's clearly half barks a lot.
Barks a lot.
So.
Hey, that's a breed you need to avoid. I cannot stand barking dogs.
Dude.
Oh, my God. I'm so thankful that there's one thing that Daisy trained her dogs not to do.
It's STFU. And that is
fucking bark. Yeah. Dude, I hate. I mean, bark when there's an alarm, you know, something. Yeah. So, like Bubba, the old man dog, will lay in like the living room. Uh-huh. And if the front door just bursts open, he's like, oh, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. That's actually, he doesn't even bark. He just gave him a small heart attack.
Yeah, yeah. He's yelping.
He's like, call 911. Call 911. That's goes his bark.
Like, that is fine. That's a good bark. But it's like someone just barking at a fly on a leaf on a tree. And it's like, oh, God, shut the fuck up.
That dude.
Yeah, can't have that.
Yeah. Cool. I noticed there's, never mind.
Yeah, that's something you just can't stand. Much like marijuana smoke on most people. So if you're in the Biden staff, you're probably going to have some trouble.
Yeah.
And so I understand. We kind of talked about this in the last episode, but technical issues cut us out. So let's revisit.
All right.
So Biden marijuana policy for his staff.
So
what the hell's going on?
Biden's still not really down with legalizing weed.
I don't get it.
Yes.
Legalizing.
But he's always been honest about that.
Okay.
He never would say that he was a part of Kamala kind of mentioned it on the campaign trail, but
okay.
Biden was pretty adamant that he was not going to participate.
Right.
Is my understanding.
He was a pass. He was not a puff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He was huge pass.
Yeah.
Skip Joey.
Skip Uncle Joey.
Skip Uncle Joey.
He's trying to live forever. Imagine if the only reason he hates weed is because all his friends who smoked weed are already dead. And he blames it on the weed, not the fact that he's 106 years old.
That's true.
All right. So staffers who have previously spoke publicly, regardless as to whether weed was legal or illegal when they did,
right,
he's telling them they're not going to get security clearance. And these are staffers who helped him get elected. Mm. Not just like, it's not his cabinet. It's, you know, people who start with these guys, you know, on lower levels.
Yeah.
And actually, that kind of gets me to Cuomo, too. We could talk about that later. But, or did we already talk about that?
No.
No, we didn't? Okay. I never know what we talk about.
Yeah.
What are we talking about right now?
I don't know.
Is this show off the rail already? No. So anyways, he's saying that you're not going to get a security clearance. So he's asking them to go ahead and voluntarily resign. That, like, I can't do this with you if you've admitted to drug use.
Right.
So do we get a new vice president? How does that work?
Yeah. So you said it doesn't apply to the cabinet.
No. That I was talking about staffers, but... These are the staff. I didn't mean it doesn't apply. He's going to say whoever, but I'm talking what I meant is the people who are going to suffer from this are the people who've been working for day one.
Yeah.
Helping him get elected.
Yeah.
Going through all it. Cause he had no problem with them working for him at that moment.
Yeah.
Whether or not they spoke weed or talked about it in public. But now that he's up there, he's like, hey, can't do anything with bud smokers. Obviously, if he's that particular, he's not going to build his cabinet based around people who, you know,
right. So if you are a weed smoker or you've admitted in the past to smoking weed.
Yeah. If there's any evidence of you have talked, like if said you did or that he's not going to give you security clearance. So you might as well fuck off.
Wow.
Right. But what does that do to his vice president who was saying, I'm Jamaican. Of course I have.
I mean, the whole thing is stupid. I don't have an opinion on it because the whole thing is dumb.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah. Good thing
that I'm not the president,
I guess. But yeah, I mean, if there's so many different... I mean, the drug conversation goes on forever, but it's focusing on weed. Focusing on weed, it's become such a norm in the same way that alcohol became such a norm that I feel like public sentiment is going to go a certain way and that you can't stop it. In the same way that there was prohibition, they attempted to stop drinking, failed miserably. You just can't stop what's coming. And I feel like marijuana is going to be that next thing. You can't stop what's coming, so might as well just fucking be like John Boehner and invest in a fucking marijuana company.
Well, in my stance is that if you're dope at your job, then what you do... Yeah. My bad. I mean, I meant that.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
So, no. So, if you do your job and you're even active butt smoker...
Yeah.
What does it matter if you do your job?
Yeah.
Now, to extenuate that to, like, having talked about it in the past...
Yeah.
Because I could be like, hey, dude, I really love what you're going to do for this country. I want to be a part of your team.
Yeah.
And if you want me to never smoke weed again or while I work for you, cool, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go in my past, you're probably going to find a MySpace page with a weed background or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
MySpace. I mean, not me. I've never been good at weed, but...
I was never good at HTML, so I can't do that either.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing of keeping people accountable to a past life when, you know... Are you the same person you were fucking a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
You know what?
No fucking way.
I was going to say no, but Google did this great thing for me that really massaged my ego. They found a picture of me from 6 years ago. I don't know. What kind of phone you have? Android?
Yeah.
Okay. You Google Photos randomly gives like, oh, a collage we made you.
Sure.
Right? You see those alerts?
I've never seen that, but okay.
Oh, so Google Photos, because I upload all my photos to Google Photos.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Like my wife does that.
If Desi and I go out for the weekend, Robot Baby,
yeah,
they'll be like, oh, your weekend with Robot Baby. And yeah. They select, it's really cool. And you can just press and order prints, which I never have.
Yeah.
But I have that. It went like, I don't know if it knew I was having a rough day, but it was like, look at these photos of you.
Yeah.
And one was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And then one was like yesterday.
Yeah.
Same face, bro.
Nice.
Baby boy's aging like fine wine.
But I don't want an employer to be able to do that same thing and be like, hey, you were looking quite sus in that photo from 8 years ago. No job.
Yeah, no.
That just, it goes back to even like the whole carrying a felony conviction, all that fun stuff. You pay your debt, you pay your debt.
Yeah.
And that's also in the past.
Like, look, if you're going to be able to say that negatively, that's almost like me going, hey, I know you got this master's degree, but you didn't have it 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm the person I was 8 years ago, how do you give credit for growth?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that. I don't have a master's degree today.
Yeah.
Let alone 8 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've not heard about this policy regarding Biden's staff, but if it's really, if that's what it is, fucking stupid.
What if man. It's, let's that play.
Awful.
Let's put our aluminum tinfoil hats on.
Oh, I have mine right here.
All
right.
Anyways, yours is better than mine.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right. What if this is just another way for the white man to hold the black man down? It's like,
number
weed
1,
is more of an urban thing.
Right.
And I don't want... You like how I changed it to urban?
Yeah. Well played.
Thanks. And I'm growing. That's called growth.
And that's not something you would have said 5 years ago.
He's like, let's make this room a little bit wider.
Yeah.
If you've smoked weed...
But even then, I feel like it's such a mainstream thing now. I can't envision anyone not.
I
feel like you've got to be in the minority for those who have not.
And I think he is. And I just feel like so many of the drug laws, if you go into their history, are blatantly racist laws. And yeah. I mean racist in the truest definition of what racism is. You know, systemic oppression of a people.
Yep.
And I mean, if you can get 20 years for crack and 2 years for coke.
Yep.
And crack is just watered down coke. I mean, it is obvious. It's more addictive. It's worse. I get that it's a stronger drug, but it's the same drug.
Right.
And then what makes coke turn into crack is not illegal.
Oh, you don't age it like a cheese?
Like me? Fine wine? No, it's just a
cheese.
I mean, it's like baking soda, hot water. I don't know the recipe, but...
I gotta ask the Migos. They know how to make it.
That's actually the recipe.
Okay.
That was a little bit of sarcasm. Slid it in there. But yeah, so it's like, but coke is way more expensive and expected to be like a higher class drug. Right. So if somebody gets busted with that, they're going to be able to battle in court, in theory.
Right.
So let's go after the crackheads because they're not going to be able to battle in court.
Right.
And crack obviously was an epidemic that went through, you know, poorer neighborhoods.
Right.
So those are literally racist laws instituted to keep, you know, poorer people poor.
Yeah. And I think that's what's funny about with marijuana is like it's I just, again, don't see it as being a minority driven drug anymore.
Yeah.
I think the association was previously, sure, but moving forward, it's not. So for him to be even exploring this type of policy, it's just so ass backwards. And not even the whole progressive argument and whatnot. Just in general, again, it's just a tsunami of public sentiment favoring that direction. It's going to happen.
And I hope I was clear when I said not minority drugs. I meant that drug laws were created to prosecute minorities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like voting laws. So shit in Georgia is getting real and got really real even when baseball was like, no, we ain't fucking with you.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, that's shout out MLB. All right.
Yeah. Guess what? They're going to have to get rid of the Braves now. And that's a good Indian name.
that one's somewhat respectable.
Did they stop doing the tomahawk thing?
Oh, they'll never stop doing the tomahawk thing.
Here's my question. Okay,
you can take out Indian Joe, but you can't take out the racist shit that they're still going to do in the crowd. They're still going to do the stupid shit.
Is the tomahawk thing racist?
Hell yeah, it's racist.
Yeah? It's very Heil Hitler, huh?
Well,
it's like right there.
I think
45-degree turn.
Just turn your
45-degree turn.
Well, now you're just bouncing like in a hip-hop. Like, oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Like you just don't care? No, now you're going...
That's side to side.
I'm losing counts of degrees, bro.
Bill, yeah, the Tomahawk thing is super racist.
Okay, so I wanted to ask about this bill. What do you know about the bill? I've very limited knowledge of
it. So from what I understand, I don't have any notes in front of me. From off the top of my head, the recent voter law in Georgia essentially limits the amount of mail-in ballot windows.
Okay.
So you previously, for example, you say you had 7 days. They trimmed it down to 3 or 5.
And it has to be mailed or post-stamped within those days?
Some shit like that.
Something like
that,
all right.
But point being is they trimmed the timeline down. They also trimmed down the timeline for ballot boxes. So drop-off ballot boxes. Uh-huh. You could normally go off 24/7. There's a ballot box
on
the curb. You just drop it
now they're
in.
Monitored or some
now
shit?
Now they're you can only go, again, for example, banking hours.
Okay.
There's only a certain amount of time that you can go and drop off your ballot. So again, they've limited the amount of time available to place a vote. They've also limited the amount of locations that have those drop-off boxes, if I'm not mistaken. But the one that got the most press in regards to the Georgia voting law was that it's now breaking the law if you provide food and or water to voters waiting in line to cast their vote.
Like you're going to sway a vote.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I give you coffee, you better vote for whatever, so-and-so. You know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, every politician is promising stimulus checks for now on.
Yeah, yeah.
Both sides.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that too. But I can't get a cookie, you can say you're going to give me $2,000, you're only give me $1,400, you know?
I mean, and it's funny too, because that's exactly what Biden did when they were doing the Senate runoff races. It's like, if you vote Democrat, you got more money coming to you. I'm like, I think you just... bribed America? That seemed a little bit off.
Yeah. So this is a stupid motion at play here. SMP.
Nice.
And I, by the way, I love no notes. Imagine NNI.
Nice.
Love that hashtag NNI.
Hashtag.
And then whatever the fuck I said.
Got it.
All right. So where was I? Oh, my feelings on this Georgia law have been swayed left and right by responses to it.
Okay.
So I didn't dive in and really do my own, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
But people were reacting this way and I go, oh, that thing sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a senator.
Yeah.
When baseball said, hey, we're not having the game there because we're in protest of this.
Yeah.
He responded something about woke politics is now even after your sports. But what he said was, baseball is leaving us because we're asking ID for votes.
Yeah.
To vote. But you can't go pick up your tickets without an ID. And I was like, burn, you know, I can't go to the will call window and be like, hey, I ordered tickets. And they're like, all right, can we see your ID? And go, no, you can't. No. Give me my tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I still don't know if anything anyone is saying true.
Right.
Like the way he made it sound was the law wants you to just show ID. But that was previously the law, right?
Yeah. Well, in some form or fashion, there are some voter verification measures in place.
Yeah.
Now, what I have problems with is the ability to start trimming and bringing back, I guess, cutting back on the ability for people to vote. Mm-hmm. If I want to send my mail-in ballot 30 days in advance, which is dumb because, you know, things can develop in 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that was a big thing during this election.
Yeah. Right? But even then, if your dumbass wants to send your ballot in 30 days in advance, even now, 2024, well, I'm voting down ticket Democrat. I don't fucking care who's on it.
And let's be fair.
Then it's an idiot thing to do. But if you want to do that, you should have the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my major problem, is that any efforts to trim down the ability for someone to place their vote, I am completely against it. And even then, the whole thing about the no food, no water while waiting in line, you can't provide that to people. That's just fucking stupid. Well, but number one, those lines shouldn't be 4 hours to fucking begin with.
Yeah.
That itself is a crime. No one should be forced to fucking wait 3-4 hours
in line. And you know what's happening when that happens? A lot of those voting places are like education centers. And a lot of them, especially down south, are churches.
Yeah.
They're not trying to sway your vote. They're trying to sway your church.
Mm-hmm.
They like a lot of the people go to the local church to vote, mm-hmm. but maybe attend a church that they grew up going to.
Sure.
And so when you go to the local church to vote, yeah, they probably are trying to bless. Well, I did quote marks for those you not watching.
Yeah.
If you aren't watching, log on to our YouTube and not watch us there, because we're not posting it there either.
Not yet.
But what I meant was that I think they're really trying to influence you to patron the place at which you're voting. So if it's a local community center, maybe have your kids go there, take swim. You know, like, yeah. They're not really trying to sway your vote. They're just trying to sway your presence.
Yeah.
Because I know the church down the street where I grew up, where I lived in Arkansas, they would definitely, like, have, like, a, what do they call it when you're in a movie? I ask you this every time.
Cameo?
No. When you're in a movie and the food's out there.
Oh,
well, cater. We jump the fence to go, yeah, catering. But
catering.
They call it something special. I don't know.
Extras?
No, extras was us.
Yeah, that was us.
And I'm staying extra, dude, till the day I die, bro. No, but anyways, it's a craft service.
Craft service. Okay.
Actually, no, not thank you. Thank me. I remembered what it is.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You got me again, bro. I love right before I hang up.
So if I am hosting a voting booth in my garage,
yeah,
am I advocating for their patronage to my garage?
Well, it depends on who you're giving the snacks to. Like, if I'm here with you helping you run this,
you better be back here during Halloween. I give the bomb of snacks.
Yeah. I'm only giving it to like hot girls because I want them to walk by your garage again later when I'm there. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Yeah. But,
I don't like this Georgia law. I get that there is a need for voter verification. Of course, one voice, one vote. That's how it should be. And to ensure that, absolutely, I'm in favor of that. I am not in favor of over-verifying and with all these measures. I feel like maybe the system should be just stronger.
Look,
if you have problems about verifying a mail-in ballot, maybe we should ensure that the mail-in process is not fucked up, that we don't need two signatures and a photocopy of your ID.
Here's what I don't understand. For. In 1 year, unprepared because of COVID, the whole country was able to apply for unemployment on their phone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Used to be mail-in.
Mm-hmm.
Was mail-in not that long ago.
Yep.
Unemployment had no idea COVID was coming.
Yep.
Within a couple weeks, they developed a website. Yeah, it crashed the first week or two.
Yeah.
But
growing pains.
Exactly. And they gave away trillions of dollars based on this website.
Yeah.
Why can't we vote from our phone? Why can't I log on to US Vote, put in my social, my zip code, my name or my date of birth, maybe the city I was born in, some sort of verification so someone can't vote for me.
Sure.
And then just do my ballot right there. Online bank.
If Apple ID can open my phone with recognizing my face and won't let anyone else open their phone, or open my phone with their face, clearly there's some type of verification in using my phone as a secure device.
Right.
There should be some,
is the fear that, your grandkid will vote for you? It's already happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like...
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. There's got to be a better way to do this. You know what I am happy about? I'm happy that the discussion has begun about changing these voting laws that have been in place for 200 years.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way to do this. Like you said about the four-hour waits.
Yeah. There's no reason why there should be a four-hour wait to go cast a vote.
Yeah, they created these laws when towns were like 200 people.
Yeah. And even then, like, you look at the voter turnout, I'm like, oh, man, there was a four-hour wait at this one polling place.
Yeah.
We should probably have another polling place. Yeah. Maybe, like, across the fucking street.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So it just doesn't make sense why there can't be more solutions to this problem.
You know what I say? Instead of, we just got to up the voting age to, like, 40. You know what? From now on, you can only vote if you're, like, 40 to 6 years old. That should make the wait times go down. I'm just kidding.
That's not true. Yeah. Old people don't wait for shit. They're not waiting.
Well, they got nothing but time at that age.
That's why they don't want to spend it in line. Oh, man. What are you talking about? Last week you were talking about something about voter swaying voters. Is this kind of like in that same vein?
Oh, were we talking about the snacks and stuff? I don't know.
You told me to put a push pin
in swaying votes.
I'm not sure what to what end.
I don't think that push pin is supposed to last a week, bro.
Oh, okay, cool. Noted.
That's in the ether now, bro.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about you were telling me about a story that teenage girls stole a car and they killed an Uber Eats driver.
Yes.
I do not recall. I recall the teenage girls who were like coughing on that Uber driver.
No. Those dumb bitches. They got arrested too.
Yeah, they did.
All right, these two girls.
This is different.
Okay. A 13-year-old girl and a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
I don't know the total the all-encompassing of the scam. So there was an Uber Eats driver.
Right.
They jumped in his car. They had a taser. He was trying to fight with them. And he's like kind of between the driver's side door and the wheel. And there's a girl right there. And he's fighting with her about trying to not get her to steal the car. Now, there's footage. Someone's cell phone recorded this.
Yeah.
And it's super disturbing.
Okay.
All right. We're not going to post it. Yeah, we don't want to. But if you need to find it, you can find it on your own. I don't even know what to Google. I saw it on a different website. I saw it on a third party, like a podcast was talking about it too.
Nice.
But I had already heard the story. And the reason I heard the story is because I have teenage boys and there's kind of like an alert going around. Here's what happens. So they go to tase him, not knowing that when you get electrocuted, your body freezes. Your muscles.
Yeah, tense up.
Exactly. So he gets wedged onto the door. They freak out. You can hear them revving the whole time trying to leave, but it's in park still.
Oh.
So because he got tased, lets go of fighting them with the shifter. She drops in drive and goes, and she thinks this motherfucker's holding on. One, he's holding on because you're already taking off. But two, he's holding on because his muscles contracted.
Yeah.
So they decide first at like 30 miles an hour to hit a light pole where the door that he's on.
Oh.
So it goes, bah, you can hear it. And at this point, the guy's not chasing the car. He just sees it off. And you can see it off, and it's like, it's a good 20 yards where she hits the light pole. And the guy, you don't see anything.
Yeah.
Then you just hear, like streaking for like, it's 3 or 4 seconds. Then a boom, and the guy goes, oh shit, and he goes running.
The guy with the camera.
Yes. The car's on the side. There's two army guys helping the girls get out the top, and then there's just a dead body spilled on the floor.
And that was the guy.
That was the guy.
Wow.
So they went to steal this car.
Yeah.
And what happened was total chaos, and somebody lost their life.
Awful.
So there's a couple things that I kind of want to talk about this. Like, what's the punishment for that?
Mm-hmm.
For these two girls.
Yeah.
And in exploring that, I found out that there is a huge black market for stolen cars in America that go to foreign shores.
Really?
Yeah.
You steal a car here, put it on a boat,
and it goes.
It gets stuck in the Suez Canal for a week or two, and then it gets to its stolen destination.
When the moon comes up and the tide rises.
High tide.
Yeah. Then the elevator works better.
So. Okay, got it.
So the Suez Canal is going to be the Simpsons escalator to nowhere. Anyways.
I know.
So what's going on is most recently there's been some laws that have passed that teenagers will no longer do time for GTA.
Really?
So what's going on is a lot of these gang members are hiring teenagers to steal cars, and then they're selling those cars off foreign.
Right.
So it's, you never get caught driving a stolen car around here.
Right.
They sell it to, I don't know, Zimbabwe. So they got cars in Zimbabwe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, so that's the scheme. And the only reason I got into finding out what the scheme is because I couldn't figure out in my heart what's an appropriate punishment for these girls.
Yeah.
Also, will we feel different if they're 13, 15-year-old boys?
I would not feel different if they're 13 or 15-year-old boys. I feel like at a young age, especially 13 and 15, that's not a whole life experience, a whole lot of life experience.
Correct.
And I feel that Within those 13 years, you were incredibly impressionable, and clearly someone made a horrible impression upon them. And I think they can be afforded the opportunity to be rehabilitated and reintroduced back into society. But
that wasn't my relative.
It has to be very, it has to be a very extensive and invested process.
Yes. Which we don't have right now.
Which we do not have right now. You can't throw them in jail and be like, it's the Department of Corrections. They'll be rehabilitated in 10 years.
Yeah.
How? I don't know.
So here's my thing.
10-year timeout. It doesn't work that way.
I think there is a difference in punishment between the boys and girls because men are way more capable of violence.
Go on.
Well, that's factual. There's like, if you look at violent crimes, men disproportionately commit them more than women.
I would want to learn more about that.
Okay.
Continue.
So a boy at 13 or 15 able to create these acts is probably more likely to create more violence throughout their life, throughout their definitely adolescence.
Okay.
And then I would say younger manhood.
I agree with that logic.
Thank you. So the reason a life sentence is 25 years is because they want you to outgrow whatever. It's not 25 years you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
It's because they're hoping if you do when you're 20, now you're 45.
Yeah.
And you can't really, you're just outgrown whatever anger phase that allowed you to take someone's life.
Sure.
So I do think that there could be a difference in punishment between boys and girls. In fact, I mean, there basically is. If you look at prison sentences, there's way more leniency on women than there are men. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's because women can be influenced into crime, and whereas men are kind of, well, I don't know, because gangbangers are all influenced to be gangbangers, right?
I disagree with all of that, and I think that's holistically on the person. I mean, male or female, impressionable is impressionable. And whether or not they're going to do crime. I mean, doing a crime, getting away with the crime, puts you in a position to do it again. Doing a crime, getting caught for the crime, and then being released back into society, but having to wear that label of criminal makes you more susceptible to do the crime again. So I think it doesn't. I don't think it's so much a male female thing.
No, but I mean, is the ability to, because it's not just a GTA.
Mm-hmm.
They've tased him.
Yeah.
They physically went to hurt him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
And it just escalated. That whole video is like 23 seconds, and someone lost their life.
Yeah, it's awful.
He went from delivering food mm-hmm. to being spilled.
Yep.
So it's like those. Because that was a series of attacks.
Yeah.
They didn't just steal his car.
Yeah.
They tried to fuck him up.
Yeah.
But that's because he was kind of fighting for the car. And I don't know. It's something about the violence aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
to me, changes the whole thing. You didn't just...
As kids?
Well, yeah, that too. But the fact that they came prepared to cause violence. It's not like they snuck into his car.
Yeah.
And then just stole the car.
Yeah.
They were like really ready to hurt someone if they had to.
Yeah.
And that's... You know, I don't know. I guess
I just don't see the male-female dynamic there.
I think men are more likely to create violence. So if something that violent happened between a 13 and 15-year-old, they are more likely to reciprocate that violence and create it again and again and again throughout life.
I see your logic.
I get.
And as I said earlier, I agree with it. I don't agree with it. I agree. Or at least I don't agree.
Yeah.
I understand your logic.
Yeah, where I'm coming
that's better.
Uh-huh.
I understand your logic. I disagree with it. But I just think
that's actually a win for me that you understand.
I understand, yeah, yeah.
Well, not you, but anybody.
Yeah,
understand.
Yeah, thanks for coming up. Yeah, I understand your logic, but I just don't agree with it. I think male, female, people who are going to do bad things are going to do bad things, and then if you're a repeat offender, you're going to be a repeat offender. I don't think it has anything to do with being male, female, and given their crime, there should be an appropriate punishment. Again, regardless, male or female.
So.
Kids, they should be punished.
So regardless. Here's my next question. Let me give you a statement first and then a question. The DA right now is working on a plea deal that will have them released from prison at 21. So that's 8 years for the 13-year-old, 6 years for the 15-year-old.
Got it.
What do you think is an appropriate punishment for someone? See, it's like they didn't accidentally kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't mean to kill him.
But there was an intent of harm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. It wasn't like we just tried to steal his car.
No, no.
He held on, you know, like he did the rest.
Yeah.
No, like you guys fucking tased him. You slammed into the light pole.
Yeah.
On purpose. You could see she swings out and hits the door and then gets back on the road. But what would be an appropriate punishment for something of that extent, man? Like, I feel like.
Well, clearly, just we're going to start off with no Wi-Fi.
No, dude.
Start off with no Wi-Fi.
Fucking Hitler over here, dude.
Got to start with the Wi-Fi. Cut that off.
Take it easy, Mussolini.
Well, I mean, what's an appropriate punishment? I mean, an appropriate punishment, you do...
Let's talk about this prison sentence that we have. I'm not asking you to create...
Well, here's the thing.
Is it 10 years, 5 years?
Well, that's the thing. You're asking me to implicate. You're asking me to sentence them with the current system that we have.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Let's play a game.
And doing that, I think, is setting them up to fail because the current system is bullshit.
So let's explore that idea. Let's do current system.
Yeah.
What is an appropriate punishment? And then what is... Imagine's, like... Not ideal. This is why I sprung this on you. We didn't talk about this before the show.
Yeah.
But what, like off the cuff, what do you think would be a better punishment?
I mean,
that's such a weird thing to say, a better punishment.
Yeah.
And again.
With the current system, there is no worse punishment than taking away time. I feel time is the most valuable thing you have. And to take that away from somebody, there's nothing worse.
Keep in mind, they took away all his time forever now.
Well, yeah.
You know, because of their actions, he no longer has time.
Yeah.
So,
but also to that point, I feel that potentially living with that guilt or living with that, oh, fuck, I fucked up, I think is heavy enough.
So, and that's why it is a known thing that judges really pay attention to see if there's remorse.
Yeah.
If there's real remorse, the thing that's fucked is every judge is different, right? But it is a practice to watch for remorse. If there's no remorse, prison sentence goes up. If there's remorse, they think you have another shot at life.
Sure.
So we don't know if these girls have any remorse yet.
Yeah.
I'd imagine they do. I hope they do.
I would hope they do.
I hope they do too. Yeah. But actually, when the accident happens, it's a serious accident.
Like, catch me outside.
No. She was like, they were trying to run, and she's like, oh, bitch, I forgot my phone, and runs back to the car to get her phone.
And that's why I say cut the Wi-Fi. Go for what they care about.
I mean, like, so here's what I was
thinking.
Don't
pay that bill.
Like, to make the deal to be, I went to a party in a car.
Yep.
With two of my closest friends at that time.
Yep.
My brother heard it, found out who I was with.
Yep.
Made me leave.
Yep.
Those two boys got drunk, crashed a car, one of them died that night.
Awful.
The dude who's driving went to jail too, he was 21. Mm-hmm. It was a very clear cut case. Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, you super fucked up. We're 15, freshman. What are you doing, freshman? 9. Wow. 9 + 5, 14.
I was stupid in freshman.
So were we. So, and it was a regular car accident, but mm-hmm. the kid died.
Yeah.
And so they released him when he was 21. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super fair. Mm-hmm. I went and saw him after. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, I'm out. Like, went to spend time with him. He was destined to go back. He was never a bad boy to begin with. Mm-hmm. Got drunk, made a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
Bad mistake, terrible mistake. Took someone's kid away from their family.
Absolutely.
But that 6-year sentence, 7-year sentence,
yeah,
ensured that he was going to go back.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Current system is bullshit.
The people he surrounded himself with when he was in there changed him. Not just the system. You know, like he was with criminals.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it. An appropriate sentence for these 13, 15-year-old girls or children is a level of investment in them to understand how they got there.
Yeah.
Understand what they think their future was going to be, and then help them comprehend what type of future they could have.
Yes.
And then appropriate resources to get them on that track.
And
not to say they should be rewarded.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not being rewarded.
Yeah. You didn't sound like that. Yeah.
They're being truly rehabilitated from what their previous expectations of life were going to be into what they could be as good serving citizens.
And if you're a conservative listening to him and you don't like what he's saying, take it from this perspective. Fiscal responsibility. If you can rehabilitate someone, release them back into the world where they could become a taxpayer, that's a win over keeping them incarcerated for 40 years where it costs like $300 a day to take care of them.
Yeah.
Or whatever the cost is. I don't know. I just made that number up. But
And it's just appropriate investment. You want to spend a lot of money once, or spend a little bit of money for a long time paying interest on a bad citizen.
And I feel like everything you said is super fair to two of the three people that were involved.
Well, that's the thing. Is it the third person, the gentleman who lost his life?
Actually, fuck him. He's dead. His family. You don't got to be fair to him. He's gone. But his family.
You're right.
If there was someone in our family that lost their life that way, I don't know. I don't know
I would try. I would honestly try
right
to to understand what happened, who this person is. Now this person is forever part of my life. Whenever I think about my loved one, I'm going to automatically think about the person that took away that loved one. Do you remember hearing the story about, I believe it was an older gentleman who had his son murdered, I think in a burglary, a botched burglary of some kind, and the kid...
Who had a son murdered, had his son murdered.
Okay, old man.
Yeah.
Had a son.
Yeah. The kid was murdered.
The kid was murdered.
Okay. You kind of said it like the old man had his kid murdered.
Oh, no.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Dad had a son. Son was killed in a robbery. I'm picking the facts, whatever. And then the murderer was of the same age.
I remember.
And the dad befriended the murderer.
Yeah.
And, like, rehabilitated him.
We did talk about that. And then the antithesis, do you remember there were robbers who broke into a house that the kid murdered the robbers?
Mm-hmm.
And then the parents of the robbers were trying to have the kid. Yeah, remember I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it just goes back to a level of empathy, of understanding humans doing really horrible, awful things.
Did that father
feel
comfort in creating this relationship with the person who killed his son because that dude was, in fact, incarcerated for the rest of his life?
I think he eventually got out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think he got out. And that's when they really... built that bond.
Okay.
They built that bond while he was in prison, I believe.
Yeah, I remember that. And I don't remember if the dude got out or not. But
I believe the dude got out, and that's when how they were able to continue that dynamic.
A different kind of man, right?
And that's the type of level of empathy and compassion towards our fellow humans that we should be able to have.
Brady of empathy and compassion.
That's not to say it's impossible.
Yeah, it is for me. If someone killed my kid, dude.
I know. Yeah. I know. I feel the exact same
way.
And
you're right. I'm just saying I definitely wouldn't be.
I understand your logic. Yeah. I just disagree with it. Yeah, I totally get that. And that's why I don't say it without feeling the weight of what it is I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally get it. But in the same way for those who are a little bit more religious, we should be living in Jesus's footsteps.
Yeah.
As difficult as it may be, we should at least fucking try. And I think that's where we should be when these types of situations unfold with kids involving themselves in adult circumstances and adult crimes. I wish that the system was a bit more empathetic towards truly understanding them, towards a positive rehabilitation.
Because there's two, if you boiled it down, there's two very easy perspectives to take.
Yeah.
One is they fucked up.
Lock them up.
They're probably not bad people. No. And like rehabilitate.
Right.
The other one is you are capable of insane violence at a young age that can possibly grow exponentially.
Yeah, it's going to snowball.
You could be the next Jason Voorhees. I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Myers. Mike Myers was a kid who fucked up.
Was it?
Yeah, Mike Myers killed his family when he was little, except his sister got away, and all the Halloween movies are him chasing Jodie Foster.
I just want a hug.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Jodie Foster. I don't remember the lady's name.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I need to start with a J, though. Anyways, yeah, man, we resolved it, so.
I think that's a really great example. Well, I was going to say story.
Uh-huh.
A great example of what the system is, what the system could be, what the system should be.
That's what I loved about this.
We talk about incarceration.
Not loved, but that's what I felt most about this topic is the fact that there's so many layers at play. And the reason it came across my plate so heavily is because I have two 14-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And I had to sit down with them and I go, look, dude, I don't know where you guys are at in life. I don't know where you guys are hanging out with. Exactly. I mean, I'm it's not like I don't know my kids. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I meant is I don't know if they talk to gangbangers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they talk to people who are over 18. And I do know my boys are influenced.
I mean, all kids are influenced.
Yeah. So, and they're both very much like me. They're not money hungry, but they're happy with money rewards. I mean, I'm pretty sure if someone sat down with my kids and was like, hey, I'll give you $3,000 cash. All you got to do is steal an Uber Eats driver's car. And then and they're like, here, we'll give you this taser in case he fights you.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too. Like the way that a taser is depicted as like, oh,
non-lethal.
You just get stunned and they fall over and then you run away.
Yeah, they fall over if they're not between the door and the car.
Yeah, but not fully understanding
how
this weapon works.
Yeah, your contractions.
Yeah.
The reason they fall over is because their muscles, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I sat with my boys and I go, hey, dude, look, this is what's happening on a pretty grandiose scale in our country and none of us have heard about.
Right.
And it's that young impressionable teens are getting influenced to commit crimes. The one I know about right now is GTA. But there's got to be other crimes where jail got taken off the board for them. So is it going to be taking a pound of crystal meth from this place to that place?
Right.
You'll get arrested for the night, but you're going to get to go home. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Because that seems like an easy thing to do for $5,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, hey, dude, anybody asking you to commit a crime right now, you need to know in your head that that's a bitch.
Yeah.
That they can't carry their own weight, and they're asking you to take the rap because you're not going to have a real punishment.
Yeah, but I think when you're that level of criminal, you don't really give a fuck about being called a bitch. You just want to be called rich.
No, I didn't say call them a bitch.
Yeah.
You need to know that that person is a bitch.
Yeah.
So you need to not like interact with that person and not, you need to know that they're asking you to do something that they're afraid to do.
Anyone who's going to ask you to do something that they wouldn't do. Yes.
Manager.
Move. Absolute bitch move.
Oh, my bad. I thought we jumped back in the corporate world real quick. No. Yeah. So it's like I had to have this conversation with them because what came to my plate was the GTA. And when I researched it, it's like there's this now new black market of gangsters influencing teenagers because after COVID, jail got taken off the board for a lot of these kids.
That's just wild, man. It's just so unfortunate. It's just so, so fucking unfortunate to see anything happen to child. Now that I'm a dad and I see my son, the youthful innocence is such a coveted experience. So to see that infringed upon is so infuriating.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be an automatic like, oh, them kids fucked up. Lock them up. That also does not help.
You know,
their youthful experience.
This is going to sound so fucked up. But one of the things that I love...
Just now at 40 minutes in?
Are we 40 minutes in?
46.
It's secret time! Just kidding. I don't tell any personal stories until after 30 minutes in. That's my new shit. The weather girl's asleep. No. All right. So here's the thing, dude. There is a small bit of joy that comes to my heart when my boys get upset. Hmm. When they get tragically upset. When their world is upside down.
Yeah.
At 14 years old.
Yeah.
And they're crying and they're doing the... Where you almost choke on your bottom lip thing. Yeah. You said, you know?
Yeah.
Because their youth comes out of them.
Yeah.
You're acting like a fucking kid right now. And it makes me so happy. Because they're teenagers now. You know, they walk around and like, I don't know, they want to be G's and shit.
Yeah.
You know, one's cutting hair now. The other one's fucking jumping off buildings with skateboards and shit. Yeah. Like, can I cut your hair, Dad? I'm like, no. And then he cuts his sibling's hair and it looks great, you know? And I'm like, now that I said no, I know you're going to fuck with me. But what I mean is like when they get upset, when they think that they're, you know, your world is this big when you're that age.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst thing that happened to you is silly to us because we had worse shit.
Oh, yeah.
But to them, that's still the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like far, the pizza man fucked up.
Yeah.
But when they get so upset and their youth spills out of their pores and their tears and their lip, and it's just like, yeah, like I miss you being a kid.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't laugh like a kid anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to be boys soon. Yeah. Or men, my bad.
Yeah.
But so it's as you get older, like worse things have to happen for them to remind you that they're children.
Which is why I'm so like such an advocate for the childhood experience. That includes like, you know, the education, youth sports, all these things that should be invested in by the community, by the government, you know, by the city, whatever the fuck. These things just should be invested in because if you provide a good, strong
base, fundamentals
of education and character and integrity,
they
can build upon that.
If we can better promote like a healthy youth across our country, this next generation is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have this planned, but I feel like we poisoned our youth with this year-long shutdown. Like this,
in some ways,
I think we debilitated them a little bit.
It was underestimated the effect that it was going to have on them.
And I think we still don't really know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've heard
they're
about
barely going back to school. We'll see what fucking happens when they get back to school.
Yeah. I almost feel like this year shouldn't count for a lot of them. Like,
oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
I still think they shouldn't go back to school. They should have waited till August. Just call this
year.
Yeah,
this one's another, a wash. Yeah.
You know, the last year, they could have done a little bit with the Zoom classes and shit, make it work till the end of the year. But as soon as this shit was starting up again in fall, nah, man, just call it a wash.
Yeah, my kids aren't going back till next year.
Yeah, that's fair. That's super fair.
You know, so I don't know. I think that the consequence and the effects of the shutdown are going to be long felt for children. I think for businesses, but that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about the kids.
Yeah. So now that things are opening up, do you feel like you're going to be going? Wait. So I've gotten the shot. For those who don't know, recap.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I got the Pfizer shot. I got the two
Pfizer!
Shots. I got the Cadillac of shots. And
shot.
So I got the Pfizer shot. I got two shots. I got sick after the second shot. It wasn't an awful sick. So I got like a really low grade 99 degree fever.
Cool.
Muscle aches, body chills. But I popped some Tylenol, went to sleep, woke up the next day.
Good.
100%.
Yeah.
Totally fine. So that's my experience so far with the vaccine. Has Motion gotten the vaccine?
I have not yet.
Okay, yet.
No.
So are you planning to get it?
All right, so here's the deal.
Let people know what's your experience if they're on the fence about
it. Okay, so my wife got the vaccine. She got terribly ill.
Right.
For almost exactly 24 hours, and then woke up like nothing happened. But I mean, the bed was soaked with her sweating. We thought she was going to die. Like, the kids were crying. It was terrible. It was like...
From the vaccine?
From the second shot. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've had friends...
Which one did she get?
Moderna.
She got the Moderna. Okay. Yeah. My mom got the Moderna. She's cool too.
Okay. So then, she was fine after that 24. That 24 was shaky though.
Yeah, 24 hours.
And then, I've had friends say they felt like their arm was good. Like it was just insane arm soreness. Mm-hmm. That arm was hurt. They couldn't sleep on it for 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then a couple people, like same thing as you, low grade fever. The worst I heard was, or probably that experience was my wife, and I've had some friends say they got pretty ill.
Right.
But all of it, the story across the board is it's a day at most.
Yeah.
Okay? And then, muscle soreness and stuff like that. I didn't rush to be a part of anything COVID.
Right.
Because I felt like the numbers were so fucking manipulated the whole way through.
Okay.
Okay? So I wanted to kind of like, I was going to wait for shit to settle.
Yeah.
And then go do the antibodies test and like, see, maybe I had it and I just was one of the people
asymptomatic.
That, yeah. Thank you. And then, numbers started to go up again, this and that. So I was like, I'll just wait because I don't want anything to be affected. But here's the deal. So, as everybody, probably if you listen to the show again, I'm a patient at City of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the 19th, I have to go in for a COVID test because I have not an appointment, but not a surgery, like a thing on the 20th.
Sure.
And the doctor needs to know that I don't have COVID for him to perform this.
Got it.
Okay. Based on that appointment on the 20th, they're going to decide whether or not they need to see me much more frequently, rapidly,
right,
or intermittently over the next couple years.
Yeah.
So the doctor requested that if they need to see me more rapidly, I get it, and they're going to issue it. They'll do
it. The vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but they're not like a vaccine center, huh?
No.
No. So I think what they're saying is they're going to make sure I get it.
Right.
Whether I got to go here or there. But that if they don't have to see me rapidly, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. We could address it then. Natalie and I, again, I told the story in the last podcast. We went out to a place. And
who's the criminal now?
Yeah. Right? And so everybody...
Classic.
So everybody was kind of like free and out. And I was just like, damn, I didn't have COVID for like 14 months. I feel like I could totally get it here.
Yeah.
And this was a couple weeks ago, and I don't think I got it. I didn't feel anything if I did.
Right.
But then that was before this call. Now I'm in a place where like I really need the services the doctor's going to provide on the 20th.
Right.
And if I show up on the 19th and they don't, and it turns out I have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So now like I'm going to be more careful over these next 2 weeks than I've ever been this whole time.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So she's telling me like, then why don't you just fucking get the vaccine? And I'm not arguing. I never. It's not like I missed an appointment to get a vaccine. So she booked me my first shot of the Pfizer, which is good because I'm German too.
Okay, that works out.
So
did you learn that from the 23andMe dog test, or
no? I learned that from I think my dad's my dad.
Okay,
but so
that's cool. So you're getting the first shot relatively soon.
I'm getting that. It's actually so I'm booked. The one she booked is the week after the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not the doctor thinks I need it, I'm going to probably get it.
Right.
I just don't want to worry about it anymore, dude. Like,
fair enough.
I want to go play.
I think that's how I felt. And once I got it, my wife got it. And like, you're supposed to wait a week.
2 weeks.
Two weeks after your second shot, you're like, you're on. It's on.
It's go time,
it's
bro.
It's go time. So we went
join Tinder.
We went to Vegas and it was great.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So that's exactly how we felt. It's like I got vaccinated, she got vaccinated, we got some money in the bank, we just bought a house, we're gonna go fucking party in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I feel now. So now it's like, oh, like King Kong and Godzilla came out in the movie theater. I'm like, I might go watch that, you know?
Did you watch it?
I saw it on HBO Max.
I watched it too. How'd you feel about it?
I thought it was cool. I mean,
it was a monster movie, right?
Well, here's the thing. You haven't seen a blockbuster movie in about a year.
Right.
So
it was cool.
The standard was kind of low for enjoyment. But, you know, those who take it, it's fucking Godzilla.
Yeah.
And King Kong. Yeah. You cannot take it seriously. You're going to pop some popcorn.
Who were you before the movie?
Godzilla.
You were Godzilla?
How the fuck could it not be Godzilla?
I'm so team King Kong, dude.
Really?
I love King Kong.
Here's the thing. I think people There's listening at home right now are not surprised.
That I'm
that
King Kong?
No, that we're on the flip side.
Oh, yeah. And we're not making this one up.
Godzilla, you fucking commie.
No. I just feel like there's a tenderness to King Kong. There's a...
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I'm pure badassery for Godzilla.
Yeah, but see, oh, see, this is where entertainment crosses real life.
Yeah.
Because you're very King Kong in real life.
Yeah.
I'm very Godzilla in real life.
That's funny. I didn't think about that. That's funny.
Opposites attract, bro.
That's funny.
I watched it. I enjoyed it. I didn't know. I watched it because of Facebook reviews. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, everyone was talking about
it. And people I loved it. But then when I watched it, I was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen this Godzilla movie 30 times. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it was a monster movie. That's what it is.
That's all it was. And it was
but it was good. It was, you know, the CGI was great.
I'm looking forward to going back to the movie theater eventually, very soon, probably for Mortal Kombat. I might go for Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that'd be great.
But that's the thing. I mean, everyone's getting the vaccine. A huge chunk of my side of the family has gotten the vaccine. I think my wife's family is going to be getting the vaccine soon, hopefully. And it's just nice. Yeah, I feel like the world is starting to wake up again. The light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter and brighter sooner than I expected. And it just feels good. I'm ready to get back to it. You know, we're podcasting in person again.
Yay, yay!
Oh, man, it feels great.
Can you guys feel the energy?
We're going to be back at the strip club in no time. It's going to be great.
Yo! don't tell my wife. She's not listening, but that's all right. So here's the thing. How relieved do you feel? Like, okay, we're not going to say specifics.
Right.
But there are people who thought your caution over the virus.
The duration, yeah.
Was maybe politically motivated.
Politically motivated or just paranoid?
Or either way.
I got paranoid.
Either way, it created tension.
Sure.
Around
Around
us and people around us.
Yes.
And now with having the vaccine and stuff, you're able to just like, I mean, I don't know if you're hugging, but like in theory, like.
We're going back to where it was.
Gone. Yeah. Like that whole tension is dissipated.
It's on its way.
Right?
It's on its way. And as I said, the entire duration of that time of being called the crazy person,
it was about one thing.
I told everyone, I hope that everyone just calls me the crazy person. Everyone looks back on this date and time and just say, oh, dude, yeah, he was just so paranoid. He was so crazy about it. It was so weird. And they just look at me funny. I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Because me... my wife, my son, my grandparents, my parents,
because everybody's my siblings, there to look back.
No one got the virus.
Yeah.
And I feel that my paranoia, if that's what you want to call it, made it so.
Yeah.
And I'm totally fine with that. You can call me the crazy person all day. But what I wanted to happen is exactly what happened.
Well, and here's this. Also, I don't mind being wrong.
Yeah.
If I err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
I don't mind being wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody got hurt. Great.
That's exactly. I was like,
but if
I hope
you
I'm
were
wrong.
Fucking wrong,
yeah.
What was the consequence? If I'm wrong, no one got hurt.
Yeah.
Woo.
Exactly.
If you're wrong, someone could potentially get really hurt.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was saying the entire time. So now that we're on, almost on the other side, and I just saw a study today, and I was reading on it that if your circle is vaccinated, those who are not vaccinated in your circle
can't touch this
are more protected than those who are
okay, cool.
So in this case, my son, who cannot get the vaccine because he's fucking two,
because
his immediate circle and those he surrounds himself with by choice, he's safer.
He did send me an email the other day, come get him.
Get me the fuck out of here. and that makes me feel really good. So knowing that everyone who's getting the vaccine and we're all working together to keep my son safer, I feel fantastic. And to know that the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter and brighter and we're able to take him more and more places.
Yeah.
And just get back to his childhood. Because, I mean, his second birthday was just one level up from his first birthday.
Yeah.
He has not had, in his 2 years of life, his two birthdays, he has not had a full-fledged birthday party yet.
I remember my first birthday tragic. Over my second birthday. But I think that's because my dad got me a stripper.
These are moms.
Let me ask you this as a dad moment.
Yeah.
We're talking about shots. And yep. We're talking about the baby.
Yep.
Have you been there when he's gotten other all the basic shots?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that was torture for me.
Oh, yeah.
Why did they make us hold them down?
Oh, yeah. Well, me and Daisy, we took turns.
Yeah?
Because it was that hard.
Yeah.
To hear your child scream
yeah.
in genuine distress and pain.
While making eye contact with you the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
almost socked Vinny in the face to knock him out. Boosh!
it was the worst.
It is.
To hear distress and pain from your
child. But guess
what?
He'll never get polio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And same thing, man. I'll take these fucking shots all day if it means that he's going to stay safe. So I don't give a fuck. Call me crazy. Call me paranoid. Call me whatever the fuck you want. But what you can call me is negative.
Yeah.
That's right. Fucking negative. Okay, so you know what?
So you got some new what's?
I got some you know what's.
All right, go for it.
And this comes from personal experience the other night. Hey, you know what?
What's that, brother?
If you scoot in twice at the dinner table as I'm walking behind you, you know, when you walk behind someone to exit the table.
Yep.
If you scoot in twice, I'm taking that as an insult. Only one was needed.
Oh, really?
You only needed one, but you scooted twice. Okay, you know, I'm trying to get by. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, excuse me. So you scoot your chair in to create some space.
Yeah.
But then if you scoot in a second time,
hey,
I don't need that much space. What are you trying to say?
See?
Fuck you, man.
This is Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah.
I feel like you're being extra polite.
To provide a second scoop?
Yeah, I feel like you're sucking your shit in that I may or may not need the space.
Okay.
I thought that's where you were going with it.
No. It was, I took offense.
Julian,
you need a second scoot. So let me just get a really big one.
So what I'm going to do is ever in this predicament, I'm going to scoot back because I think you're so slim,
there
sexy.
We go, exactly.
Hey, Zaddy.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I figured out what's tearing this country apart.
Oh, what's that?
It's the matriarchy, bro.
The matriarchy.
Yeah, so check this out.
What's a matriarchy? Use words I need to understand.
Matriarchy is like a women-ran society. I have case point proven, don't worry.
Okay, Matt.
I can back this up with evidence.
This is where I get off.
I go to these websites, right, where like girls do things. And one of them is there's a whole plague of women fucking their stepdads.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And then if you follow that girl, she's fucking a lot of stepdads.
I mean, she had a lot of dads.
No, that means her mom is out hoeing out, breaking up, getting married, getting divorced. Fucking shitty moms are making porn stars, bro.
I mean, that's... I understand with your logic.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what?
What's that, bro?
The differing factor between muffins and cupcakes, it can't be just the icing, right?
Oh.
So if you have a muffin and then you put icing on top of it, it automatically becomes a cupcake? It can't be that easy. Is it really that easy?
You know what? There's a baker right now pissed off at us not knowing what the difference is.
It's still a muffin! Look at Muffin Man. I don't fucking know.
While we're talking about not knowing shit, you know what?
What?
I don't know if a hippopotamus is actually a hippopotamus or just like a really cool opotamus.
That's stupid, man. That's funny. I like that moment where the light bulb went off. I was like, wait. Oh! It's a hippopotamus? No. He's an okay potamus. He's not really hip. That's fine. That's all I got. All
right. I had a you know what about stupid.
About what?
You know what?
What?
If you call someone stupid, you better be able to like confidently feel that whoever you're calling stupid, that of all the people who know you both, 50% or more has to say you're smarter than them.
Oh, you need a vote to back it up.
Well, you don't have to, but like I had someone call me stupid and I was like, out of everybody that knows us both, do you really think they would say you're the smarter one? And they kind of had to back up a second, like, no. Okay, well, look, I'm not calling you that, but we just did a little bit of math here.
I'm just saying, if we had to take a poll.
And you know what?
I wouldn't land on your side. What?
Hit that outro, bro. We through.
As always, want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us that 5-star review on iTunes, wherever you're listening, to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking the Facebook page and following us on the Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. That's why I'm not a hippopotamus. I'm just a regular
hippopotamus.
Because I said the Instagram. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there's power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
And with education and with voting laws. My name is Imagine.
And vaccines.
And vaccines. And that's the Main Man Motion. We'll see y'all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Love y'all.
Once again, I did not have the fucking music. Oh, man, I think it's like my going thing now. It's like, fuck.
That's good.
It's like, ah. It's a new gimmick. They're doing the outro.
I'll
but
sing us out.
I heard you're looking for I bet you $20 like
Imagine's not going to have the music queued up.
I heard you're looking for. Idiot.
What a great time this gig is.